While the courts must now determine the legality of the minister's decision to dissolve the NSFAS board and place the institution under administration, the very fact that this matter has escalated into litigation confirms the depth of the crisis at NSFAS. South Africa now faces the extraordinary situation where a critical student funding institution is consumed by board collapses, resignations, leadership disputes, governance instability, and now court action. This is no longer simply an operational problem. It is a full institutional breakdown. The Democratic Alliance has already requested that Minister Buti Manamela urgently present a clear, long-term plan to stabilize NSFAS and reform the student funding model. And we will now intensify that call to ensure full accountability to Parliament. At the center of all this are students. Students waiting for funding certainty, accommodation payments, academic stability, and the opportunity to complete their studies. Students cannot continue paying the price for endless governance battles and political instability inside NSFAS. South Africans deserve answers, and students deserve a funding system that is stable, transparent, accountable, and focused on their future.